When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Wednesday, September 16th, and what a delightful surprise we have for you. We have an actual listener. It's Jess, who's on the line from Florida. Welcome, Jess. How are you?
Good morning, Jill. Doing great. Thank you so much.
Tell me what's been going on for you during the pandemic down in Florida. Have you been out partying and spreading virus, or have you been a good boy?
In the air conditioner, very secure.
Oh, thank goodness. So what brings you on the air with us today? Tell us what's going on and how we can help you out.
Sure. Fortunately, have had a lot of success during the last 6 or 7 months. I'm 40 years old. I live with a longtime partner. Don't have any kids. I make about $145,000 a year. Currently have about $450,000 in longer term investments and $100,000 in cash. My expenses each month are about $3,000, and I have no debt except a mortgage on a house that I rent out. That mortgage has about 20 years left, and I'm currently at a 3.65% interest rate. It's worth about $450,000. The mortgage is $160,000. So I'm doing the right thing. I'm maxing out my 401k and traditional IRA. Fortunately, at the end of each month, I have approximately $3,000 to $4,000 that I really don't know what to do with. There are two caveats. In January, I did a no-no. I pulled my investments out of the market and into cash. I was a bit worried something was going to happen, and I know that wasn't the right thing to do, but I wanted to tell you that. And I also may be leaving my current job in the next year or two.
All right, wait a second. I just want to go back to the pulling the money out, because I've been taking notes as you've been chatting. So you pulled the money out in January thinking something bad was going to happen. Something bad did happen. Then what did you do? Are you still in cash?
I am still in cash. I figured I would hopefully be able to catch the bottom sometime and then jump back in.
The sad truth is that you just found that painful lesson, which is no one tells you when it's the bottom. Damn it.
Yes.
Okay. So let's do the big picture. First of all, you're in great shape. So well done. The house that you own, you say you rent it out. Are you living in part of it and renting it out, or are you renting and this is just an investment property?
The latter.
Okay. So now you've got this extra money and you're trying to figure out what to do. I would not pay down that mortgage because honestly, you know, with a rental property, with investment property, it actually works better as an investment with a little debt on it. And you don't have a ton of debt. You've got a perfectly reasonable amount of debt. Mm. Is it possible that that house becomes a primary, or will you always keep it as investment?
Well, I would assume it would be an investment. I have really no plans to move there.
Okay. So now we've got this extra money that you have. And I think that if you're thinking about potentially making a job change, that argues for let's just use that money and have an investment account outside of retirement. You said I've got long-term investments of $450,000 a year and $100,000 in cash. I wonder if we could fill that gap and do something that's maybe not necessarily long-term, but not necessarily cash. And that would be maybe a blended approach with a more balanced fund selection. And that would help you maybe navigate a period where you're making a job change. I'm not saying you're going to have to go dip into your cash, but I presume that you say that you're making a job change and you'll need to maybe live on less money. So that would just mean that you have less money to invest at the end of every month, right?
Right. I would anticipate probably almost maybe even a 50% pay cut. Fortunately, my expenses are low. However, I would then again be able to contribute to a Roth IRA and have a little bit more options in front of me.
Okay, so I think that's great. So I like the idea of taking this extra money and building a non-retirement investment account, which is a more, I think probably call it a more balanced approach. Now, let's talk about your balance, mister, because you're sitting in cash and now you've got a problem because you don't know how to get back in, do you?
I do not.
Okay, so here's the issue. You're 40, and especially with these retirement funds, you have a long time ahead of you. I mean, you don't need this money for 25 years, right? So,
59 and a half, but yeah. Sure.
All right, 20. I think you've got to make a decision to just hold your nose and get back in. And you may not want to do it all at once. I understand that. But I do think that you ought to have a target. And that target may be that, you know, maybe the $450,000 is going to be invested over the course of the next year and just do 1/12 every month for the next year and get reinvested. I am worried that the idea that you have kind of taken this money out and, you know, frankly, you did one leg of the transaction beautifully. You just found that it's impossible to do the second leg as perfectly. So I think you've got to make a decision to get yourself back in. And you're going to have to hold your nose and know that you're going to be wrong. I'm sure that as soon as you start doing this, the market will start collapsing. But even if it were to collapse, even if you just held steady and kept, you know, every month putting 1/12 of that total into your diversified portfolio of index funds or whatever funds you have available to you, if you were to do that, I think 20 years from now, you'd look back and say, thank God I got back in the market.
Okay, great. As far as the midterm investment, would you recommend my brokerage account for that and maybe like the Vanguard Star Fund? I know you don't probably recommend specific funds, but that's a pretty balanced fund.
Yes, exactly. So that is exactly what I'm thinking is some sort of, you know, 50-50-ish kind of investment. And you have a bunch of money in cash. So it really depends how quickly this job change is going to occur. But I mean, I like the fact that you have a bunch of money in cash in preparation for that time. And then, yes, I would take a really boring approach to this money and even, you know that in the back of your mind that even if things were to collapse, you're not planning on touching this money. All I'm suggesting is that you have it as extra money that is available to you, non-retirement funds to get you through whatever you want to get through. And I just think that you should take a lower risk level for that account than you would for your retirement account. Of course, your retirement account is zero risk right now. So you would be more of a growth investor in the retirement account, more of a balanced investor in this medium-term account.
Okay.
Sound good?
That sounds great. Jill, I appreciate your time.
Well, thanks so much to Jess in Florida for coming on the air with us. If you would like to join us live, or, you know, taped, obviously, and you want to have the real life conversation with me and with Mark, you get to hear that Mark really exists. Just send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. And, you know, why don't you note like, hey, I'd like to come on the air with you, which we would love because it makes it so much more fun for us to hear your voice and to kind of dive in a little bit more. As always, we want to remind you to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and try to lift somebody up today. It will make you feel better. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow.